This is the audio to go with the Pathway to Teaser class plan. And this is an exercise I do with the MatWork students just so that they develop their class planning skills and how I sort of put a class together. So this is where I took a move like the teaser, which has lots of different elements, and then I plan a class around the teaser being the grand finale. So first of all, you need to look at what you need to have an epic teaser. And the biggest thing is that you have strong legs. So your legs are actually, you can see them as your point of stability. The stronger the legs are and the more connected the legs are, the easier it is for you to roll up and down out of your teaser. So you need strong legs, you need a good C curve, you need to be able to articulate through the spine and the hips, their hips especially. You need hip strength and mobility, and obviously you need your powerhouse. So this class plan starts off kneeling down, and you're going to be moving from kneeling down to kneeling up. So really encouraging work at the back of the hips, hands are behind the head, and you're almost pushing the head slightly back into the hands, so you get a really nice connection down the back line of the body. So you're opening and folding at the hips, lifting up and under. The toe position, you can either have the toes curled under, pushing through the big toe, which gives you really nice access to the front of the hip. Or if the feet are flat, so the front of the foot's flat, make sure you're pressing down with the shin bones to really get a good connection all the way up the legs. And then after you've done a few up and downs, you can kneel down, lift up and add a twist. Kneel down, lift up and add a twist. On the last one, take the arms up to the ceiling, and then you're going to reach back with one hand. So you're kneeling up, you're going to reach back with one hand and reach for the ankle. Lift the arm back up, and then you're going to extend back, reaching for the ankle, keeping pushing the hips forwards, keeping lifting the ribs up and out of the hips. From there, you're then going to bring yourself onto your back, and we're going to just lie in, pulling the knees in towards the chest. Have the one hand, your hands one on top of the other, resting against the front of one knee, and push it in. Now the other leg, it could be knee bent in as well, or it could be lengthened away. But as you push one knee into your hands to strengthen the front of the hip, don't let your waist on that side collapse. Don't let the tailbone pick up. You keep reaching the tailbone down and sort of like lengthening it away from the crown of the head. So obviously you do that both sides, and then we come into your 100. So the legs are long, heels together and squeezing, reaching the big toes away, and you're just curling up through the upper body. So it's like a lower rib C curve. You're almost trying to pick the ribs up, pulling your powerhouse up and under the rib cage, reaching, thinking about the weight coming into the back of the waistband, and you're pumping the arms, but keep your focus on the legs, on the heel squeeze. From there, we're going to go into your roll up. And so any level of roll up is great, but the things that I want you to think about is the length as you go back and come up. So when you do your roll up, don't let them just go down with their body in their C curve. You've got to imagine you're trying to reach the crown of the head up to the ceiling as you articulate through the lower body. Keep thinking about the head being on top of the spine. So don't let the head get shoved forwards. You've got to keep it on top of the spine the whole way. Keep squeezing the heels together, flexing the feet. Then bring yourself down onto your back, put the hands behind the head, pushing the head back into the hands a little, and we go into your flat corkscrew. Now remember, with your corkscrew, it's not about how far over the legs go, it's how you can lift under the hip. And that takes the legs over to the side slightly. Keep thinking about a little bit of weight coming into the back of the waistband. People often, when they do corkscrew, end up extending the spine, and you want to really have the weight of the legs gathered over the powerhouse as much as you can, even if the circle's smaller. Then coming into your rolling back, so bring yourself up to seated. I want you to bring the hands, one on top of the other, onto the forehead. If that's a bit too much, you can have just one hand on front of the forehead. The other hand can hold the ankles. And then as you go back, you push the hand into the forehead as you roll back up, you push the forehead into the hands, and that gives them a really nice connection. Coming down into your shoulder bridge. And so from here, we're going to work into the hip extension. So we're going to think about really not letting them pick it up into the low back. So the ribs are always going to be slightly lower than the hips. As you come up, you're really going to press the arms down, arms and shoulders into the mat. So you get almost a proud chest as you lift up. But the chest isn't lifting up to the ceiling. It's pulling up under the throat, and make sure the chin is reaching up to the ceiling. Coming now into your spine stretch. So bring yourself up, legs out in front of you, feet flexed, and really, really try and get those legs straight. So pushing down at the back of the knees. And then you imagine that your mat's really hot. So you lift up under yourself. And as you spine stretch forwards, have a sense that the bottom rib is pulling backwards. So you might not go as low as normal, but you get that beautiful C curve. From there, you then go into your side kick. So onto your side, up onto one elbow, and really focus on how you're flexing the spine forwards and back as you do your side kick. So as the leg comes forwards, you're pulling the bottom rib back, trying to bring your nose to your knee. Now watch you don't rotate down and up. And that is actually the shape of your teaser. Then the leg goes back, elongate through the neck. Have a sense that you're pulling the neck, that you're pulling the head out of the spine. The ribs go forwards as the leg goes back, and that's like a swan dive. So obviously do both sides. Then we come onto your hip twist, which is known really as your fourth teaser, but we're going to do a prep of that. So have the knees bent, knees together, feet together, and let the knees just drop side to side by twisting the hips, but really focus on the ribs staying quiet and still. From there, take hold of the ankles, take yourself into open leg rocker shape, and just hold there for a moment. And really have a sense that the ribs go back, the head goes forwards, and those legs are straight and strong, even if you're holding a little bit lower than the ankles. From there, we can then go into your teaser. So from that position, have the knees bent, arms reaching forwards, and have your arms parallel to your to the thigh bone. And then just think of the back of the waist dropping down, lifting back up. Back of the waist dropping down, lifting back up. And then what you can do is you can extend one leg, do the same, and then do it with all the legs extended. Finally, you finish with your seal. So just bringing your seal all the way up to standing.